Ini Awani Soundbite. Berikut pengumuman keputusan QS World University Rankings 2019 oleh Menteri Pendidikan Dr. Mazli Malik.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh dan salam sejahtera. Yang bahagia Datuk Jamil Rakun, Deputy Secretary General. Yang bahagia Datuk Kamil bin Muhammad, Deputy Secretary General. Yang bahagia Datin Paduka IR Dr. Siti Amisah binti Tafsir, Director General of Higher Education, University Board of Directors. Yang bahagia Profesor Emeritus Tan Sri Dr. Anwar Ali, Chairman Board of Directors University Putra Malaysia. Yang bahagia Tan Sri Datuk Sri Dr. Ibrahim Saad, Chairman Board of Directors University Kebangsaan Malaysia. Yang bahagia Tan Sri Dr. Nurul Aino Muhammad Noor, Chairman Board of Directors University Science Malaysia. Dinori, Vice Chancellors of Public and Private Universities, distinguished guests, members of media, ladies and gentlemen. I'm terribly sorry for being late. I mean, we had an event at IUM with Sultan of Perak. So we ended up late. So as a result, the delay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, alhamdulillah, we are gathered here today to celebrate our Malaysian university's achievements in the 2019 QS World University Ranking. First and foremost, I would like to thank everyone for coming to this important event. As a former university lecturer, I've often spoken about university rankings. I found that at times there was too big an emphasis on rankings, which I'm not really into it, but never mind. Sometimes at the expense of our educators' core role, and that is to teach. Nevertheless, university rankings have a role to play in our universities. The QS World University Rankings in particular provide a reference point for students and universities from all over the world to see whether they are on track with their counterparts across the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, our rankings this year demonstrates a new beginning in Malaysia's higher educational system. Here, credit must be given to the hard work of university academics, first and foremost, and administrators who have brought our universities closer to the pulse of the fourth industrial revolution. Thanks to the ministry, VCs, lecturers and students, our Malaysian universities are now on track towards achieving global excellence and academic distinction. According to Ben Sota, Research Director at QS, Malaysia is among the world's most improved countries in the 2019 edition of the QS ranking. Congratulations. This can be attributed to our improved scores in academic reputation and employer reputation, which accounts for 50% of the overall score. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the results of QS World University Ranking 2019. Congratulations, first and foremost, to 8 Malaysian public and private higher education institutions, which have been listed as top 1,000 in the QS or in the latest QS World University Ranking list. The universities are UCSI University, UTP, Taylor's University, UUM, IIUM, a big applause for IIUM, my former university, UNITEN, UITM, and MMU. I would also like to proudly announce that this is the first time for UCSI, Taylor's, UNITEN, and MMU to be listed in the World University Ranking. Well done, guys. Congratulations are also due to 4 other Malaysian research universities that have improved in the rankings, led by UKM, improved by 45 points to 184. UPM improved by 27 points to 202. USM improved by 57 points to 207. And UTM improved by 25 points to 228. Congratulations. Without further ado, please allow me to share the good news. The mother of the news for today. University of Malaya, UM, has broken through the 100th position barrier in the QS World University Ranking of 2019. Congratulations, UM. UM is placed 87th in the world compared to its previous 114th position in 2018. An impressive improvement by 27 place. Congratulations again to UM. UM has shown consistent performance. Earlier this year, 7 subjects offered by UM was also listed in the top 50 QS university ranking by subject in 2018. Last year, UM was also placed in the top 10 best global universities for engineering by US News and World Report in 2017. Bravo, UM. You have done great. It is clear that our universities have built a solid reputation among their international peers, despite the declining trend of research funding. But this does not mean that we are going to continue the decline fashion or continue to cut the research funding. We'll try to find more money to enhance research funding. Malaysian universities have managed to excel internationally. Well done. The ministry will continue to support and facilitate our researchers working with their international research partners. The new Pakatan Harapan government will also keep to our promise in granting universities more autonomy. I think this is more important. This is essential to help our universities forge their own path forward and is in line with international practices. Congratulations again to UM. The 4 research universities, congratulations again to them. And the rest of the universities which have been listed in the QS World University Ranking 2019. To other universities that may not have made this list, I still believe that we have the ability in the coming years to become global players. I look forward to working with all of you in the next 5 years to create a Malaysia that is inclusive, moderate, and respected globally. Thank you. That's the first announcement for UM. It's good news for Malaysian universities. That's another announcement, a big one, for the teachers. Kita ada hadiah raya untuk guru-guru. Kalau tadi hadiah raya untuk UM, tapi ini bukan duit lah. Hadiah rayanya bagaimana? Iaitu kenyataan berkaitan Siri Audit Standard Kualiti Pendidikan Malaysia Gelombang 2, SKPMG 2, yang mana telah menjadi satu topik perbincangan yang hangat. Saya sendiri telah dibanjiri dengan pelbagai rayuan, keluhan, rintihan, para guru tak campur yang telefon menangis-nangis, yang rekodkan mereka punya di WhatsApp dan Facebook. Jadi kami perhatin mendengar tentang keluhan para guru dan cuba untuk memahami dan cuba mencari jalan penyelesaian terbaik terhadap apa yang dilalui oleh para guru. Jadi bersempena hari raya yang bakal menjelang nanti, kita akan buat satu pengumuman besar bagi para guru sekalian. Dokumen Standard Kualiti Pendidikan Malaysia Gelombang 2, SKPMG 2, pada mulanya dihasilkan dalam usaha memastikan kelangsungan transformasi pendidikan negara selaras dengan keperluan pendidikan bertaraf global. Namun proses audit untuk verifikasi pengisian data SKPMG2 bagi tahun 2017 telah menyebabkan banyak salah faham dan kegelisahan dalam kalangan guru. Saya mahukan bebanan tugas guru dikurangkan agar mereka boleh memberi tumpuan yang lebih kepada usaha mendidik murid-murid, terutamanya di dalam membentuk syakhsiah mereka dan juga tahap keilmuan. Dan selaras dengan janji Pakatan Harapan dan juga dokumen buku harapan, iaitu kerajaan baru Pakatan Harapan bercita-cita dan berjanji untuk meringankan beban para guru sekalian. Sehubungan itu, saya telah membuat keputusan untuk memberhentikan siri audit yang sedang dijalankan oleh pihak Jemaah Nazir dan Jaminan Kualiti JNJK berkat kuasa serta-merta demi maslahat para guru di seluruh negara. Wah, ada yang tepuk, ada yang tidak. Saya harap cikgu di luar sana ada yang menjerit hore lah. Okay. JNJK hanya akan meneruskan sesi latihan dan bimbingan yang diperlukan sahaja. Jadi setakat ini, keputusan kita, kita akan berhentikan proses audit SKPMG2 dan saya harap ia akan memberikan kabar gembira kepada para guru sekalian di luar sana. Hadiah Hari Raya buat anda semua. Terima kasih.